Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 40 of Real Stories. I want to thank everybody for listening because we have reached episode 40, and that really means something to me. We're closing in on episode 50, so I might do something special for that, like maybe bring a guest or maybe do an extra story or two, but we'll see. For today's episode, I have three paranormal stories that are sure to freak you out and make you think twice when you hear a weird sound or see something strange at night. So let's get started. When my mother was a little girl, she spent her early years in a remote area of Mexico. No electricity, no running water, and definitely no air conditioning. Due to so many people all living in one small house, it wasn't uncommon for her and a few of her siblings to sleep on the porch. Yes, you heard that right. They slept on pallets outside. She recalls it was actually much cooler some nights on the porch than it was in the house. The porch had a screen that my grandfather installed, and he also built the whole house by hand. The closest neighbor was miles away, so from my understanding, the house was pretty much in the middle of nowhere. Now, this is where the ghost story begins. My mom and three of her siblings were the lucky ones who got to sleep outside every night. They never had any problems or fears until the night the baker boy began to come around. A small child with golden curls dressed in white baking attire, wearing a mask that was a real skinned pig. He would walk in circles around the house, reciting a certain phrase that my mom never really understood because it wasn't in Spanish or English. At first, they were scared, but over time, they grew to appreciate his presence. It was almost as if he were walking around the house to protect them from whatever fate had happened to him. They never knew who he was or if he was even real, just that they would always see him. My grandpa never believed them and assumed they were making it up to come inside the house, but they swore that they weren't. It wasn't until time had passed that an outline of his path began to show up around the house. Needless to say, they didn't stay in that house much longer and moved before they eventually made it into the States. The strangest part is that before my grandpa died, he told my mom that he had finally seen him, the blonde boy with the pig mask. That is a very interesting story. What do you guys make of this little baker boy? Because I have a lot of questions. I'm not sure if it's a demon or if it's a ghost or if it's just somebody who's a psychopath wearing a pig mask. Either way, pretty crazy situation. So we start off by finding out that this story is actually about our author's mother and how she grew up many years ago in a remote area of Mexico. Shout out to all my Mexicans out there. In this community where they grew up, they had no electricity, running water, air conditioning, or really neighbors. So they were kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And because of this lack of air conditioning and lack of space in the house, her mom and a couple of her siblings spent the night on the porch, which you would think would be such a crazy idea, but it actually gets cooler at night down there in Mexico, so it was actually cooler than it could be in the house. But when they were out there one night, they started seeing this boy who they called the baker boy. He was a small child with golden curls dressed in white baking attire wearing a mask that was a real skinned pig. Like, let's just pump the brakes right there. Wearing the mask of a skinned pig is psycho behavior. I don't know if it's a real person or not. Either way, it's scary, honestly. But if this is not an actual human being, and this is just an entity that presents itself this way, that's very scary. He would walk in circles around their house and reciting a certain phrase that they couldn't understand because it was neither Spanish or English. And at first, they were a little freaked out. But over time, they grew to appreciate his presence. And one theory that they had is that maybe he was protecting them by walking around the house doing this little saying, this little mantra. But they never really knew if he was real or not, but they would always see him. Unfortunately, the grandfather, the mother's father, never believed them and assumed that they were just making it up to come inside the house. Over time, the outline in the path that this little baker boy would walk around the house stayed. And once the grandpa and the rest of the family got hip to that, they moved soon afterwards. And an even stranger anecdote to this story is before their grandpa died, he told the author's mom that he had finally seen the blonde boy with the pig mask. So I'm not sure if this is just some form of like the Grim Reaper or what type of superstitious being this could be, but definitely very scary. And either way, if he was there to keep them safe, could you look less terrifying while doing it? Like the skinned pig mask, I can't get over that. That's insane. Some people in the comments have theorized if the boy was speaking Latin like they do in a Catholic mass, and that the pig symbolizes either something evil or cursed. And the fact that whatever it was took that form of a child doesn't bode well. So it definitely seems like a good idea that they got up out of there. But I wonder what you guys make of all of this. I'll post a question in the comments of this podcast, and I want you guys to let me know what you think, if you have a theory as to what this boy might have been, because whatever it is, it's creepy. We'll be right back with more creepy stories after this word from today's sponsor, BetterHelp. So, I want to talk to you guys about BetterHelp, but first I want to talk about mental health and why I think it's so important. Because for years, I was living with really bad anxiety that really affected me in a lot of ways. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to be around big groups of people. And I was always just nervous and kind of paranoid and thinking the worst about things. However, when I decided and was finally able to talk to somebody about it and got the help and, in my case, maybe got on some medication, it was able to help me exponentially, and I wish I had done it sooner. So I say all that to say, if you're thinking about giving therapy a chance, I strongly recommend BetterHelp. BetterHelp has licensed therapists who are trained to listen and to help you. And you can talk to them in an online environment at your convenience. No awkward waiting room stuff. There is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's network of 20,000 therapists that give you access to help that may not be available in your area. And all you have to do is fill out a quick questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you can get matched with a therapist in as little as 48 hours. And then you can go on and schedule video or phone sessions, and you can exchange unlimited messages with your therapist. Also, if you're not feeling your therapist, you can request a new one at no additional charge anytime. So join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/realstories. That's betterhelp.com/realstories, all one word. There's no time like the present to get your mental health in order, especially if you've been struggling. Reach out and get help. I have seen hundreds of these things at night in the woods in the rural areas around Memphis. This all started in about 2020. They are tall humanoid creatures with blacked out eyes, and they move slowly and in strange jerky movements. The first time I saw him, it was midnight, and I was visiting a veteran friend of mine who was down on his luck. This was on Thanksgiving Day in 2020. He had been living in a run-down camper vehicle at the edge of the woods on his brother's property. Between his camper and the tree line, there was the remains of an old trailer that had been destroyed by a tornado. The tornado had crushed the old trailer with a street light that was used to run electricity to the mobile home. On the other side of the pole, approximately 15 yards away, was a field that an old dirt road split in half, with tall grass and brush at the edge of the far side of the field, after which the tree line started. I thought there were people hiding at first, as they seemed to be grouping more in darker areas, where the light from the pole was not as bright. I asked my friend about them, and he shrugged it off and said they were always there and that they didn't bother him. He also told me that no matter what you did, you couldn't get close to one. So being a combat veteran with two deployments under my belt, I got my firearm from my vehicle and I attempted to approach these things. As I got closer, I noticed that they were solid white creatures with solid black eye sockets that moved in a jerky but very slow manner. There had to be more than 50 or so in that field, down the dirt road at the edge of the tree line. Determined to let one of these things mess around and find out, I continued to walk towards them, and all of a sudden they looked at me with their black, empty-looking eye sockets and instantly caused me to feel more fear than I have ever remember feeling in my life before. I did not approach them that night. I turned away and got out of the area, and I took my buddy with me to stay a few days at my place. Since that first time I saw them, I have seen them about a dozen more times. Always at night and around wooded areas at all different locations. I have since tried to run and catch them and failed, because the creature simply disappeared the moment I closed in within 5 to 10 yards and lost direct eye contact for a mere flash. It's like they can phase in and out or something. If you get in close, you can see that the weird jerky moments is parts of them, like an arm, leg, or head, disappearing and then reappearing in a different position. I think they disappear anytime they move, so they cannot be seen if they walk. I have pumped 5.56mm incendiary rounds from my AR-15 into one without a single shred of evidence of it left behind. These things do make audible noises that can be recorded, but do not show up on video from a cell phone or old analog camcorder with cassette tapes. Animals also see them. However, I have tried to show them to people, and only about half of those I've shown have seen them. I have wondered if I'm losing my mind and if anyone else can see them or has tried other experiments with them. I've searched all over the internet and only found a few cryptids that share one or two similar things to them, but nothing was close enough for me to be satisfied. The only thing that was sort of close was the origin of white zombies. Kind of. There's been a few people that tell me this shape-shifting creature, but they don't change or bleed. They seem to be different sizes, some larger, some smaller. And they group up in what I have come to call a family cluster, usually four or five of them, with two taller ones and one or two smaller ones. Please let me know if you have any ideas on what they are, or if you have seen them before. Wow, what a crazy story. If you're picking up on a theme for today's episode, it's supernatural, but not exactly ghosts. We're going towards like a cryptid slash unknown category. So in this story, our author is hanging out with his friend, and when he's with his friend, he sees something very strange. He sees what he thinks are small little people. He sees these little creatures that are solid white with solid black eye sockets that moved in a weird, jerky motion. Now, if you're picturing what I'm picturing like the small little aliens, if you guys have seen Nope, that the kids dressed up as. Sorry for the spoilers, but it came out a little while ago. You should have seen it by now. but also, it sounds like a classic little alien creature, honestly. Kind of small, pale, big black eyes. Like, that is classic alien. So it seems like in this story, these aliens are hanging out in large groups, as our author indicates that he saw 50 or more in a field. So these aliens were just having a party or something, maybe a planning on world domination, I don't know what, but very, very crazy story. He says he even shot at them with an AR-15 and nothing happened. So that doesn't bode well for the rest of us if there's ever an alien invasion. It doesn't sound like our human guns are going to be effective. But what if aliens had like a really stupid weakness? Like, what if their weakness was like cardboard or paper or something like that? It's always, I don't know, it's always been in the back of my mind. Like, what if aliens came here and they just had a very stupid weakness? And it's just like, oh, hair. They're allergic to human hair or dogs or cats or something. I don't know, but it's always fascinated me. Or maybe water. But also, why would they come here when the planet is mostly water if they had that? I don't know. Getting off topic, but back to the story. It's a very insane story. He talks about how they make audible noises, but they don't always show up on video. And also, animals can see them. However, when he tries to show people them, only half of the people he shows can see them. He says he's tried to catch them, and he's gotten within 5 to 10 yards, but then he'll blink or lose eye contact for a moment, and they'll be gone. So he believes that they can move and disappear and reappear very easily. Which, if that was the case, why they allowed themselves to be seen in the first place is kind of baffling. If they're all about discretion and hiding. But I don't know. Another one. What do you guys think of this? Do you guys believe in aliens? Not gonna lie, I think you should. if nothing else, the government kind of casually admitted it during 2020, but everybody was very focused on the pandemic, understandably so, but still. And even today, they keep releasing UFO reports, and they're just kind of getting swept under the rug. Like, we got a lot of stuff going on, so we're just kind of ignoring the whole UFO thing. But it keeps happening, and celebrities keep seeing and recording strange videos of strange lights in the sky and what they think are ships. So it sounds like aliens are visiting us a lot. There's one plausible theory that I've heard, that they're actually coming from the ocean. And it low-key makes sense when you think about it, considering that the vast majority of the ocean is unexplored. So, who knows? But it sounds like this guy has definitely seen some aliens. A few years back, I was hospitalized, and my roommate was this elderly woman who was very ill and was not coherent at all. Her daughter was with her most of the time. I didn't really pay much attention to them. I just wanted to go home. So the night before I am to be released, I am awoken in the middle of the night by my roommate. She was sitting straight up in her bed and she was yelling, "I'm not going. You can't make me. Leave me alone." Stuff like that. Honestly, I just wanted my loony roommate to shut up so I could go back to sleep. She eventually did, and so did I. And that was that. The next day, I was up and dressed and ready to go when my roommate coded. Her daughter screamed for help, and when all this went down, I immediately became sick. My heart started pounding like crazy. I became very dizzy, disoriented, and sick to my stomach. I was also sweating profusely. I had to get out of that room. I ran out as fast as I could, and as soon as I was in the hallway, I felt better. I waited in the nurse's station while the nurses fetched my stuff, and I was released shortly after. A few days later, as I read the Sunday paper, I saw my roommate's obituary. She died the day I was released. Coincidence? Or something paranormal? Yo, what a crazy story. So in this one, our author is in the hospital, and his roommate is an older lady who's pretty sick. Now, she doesn't say much at all, but one night, he is awoken by her yelling, "I'm not going, you can't make me, leave me alone." And the next morning, she died. In the hospital. It's not like she was kidnapped or anything. It sounds to me like she was absolutely talking to the Grim Reaper or some sort of Mr. Death character. Shout out to the Twilight Zone. That was such a wild story because what else do you draw from that? She said, "I'm not going, you can't make me, leave me alone." It is, you know, in Grim Reaper mythology that the Grim Reaper will come to you and take you away to the land of the dead, heaven, whatever your interpretation of the afterlife is. And so she didn't want to go. She didn't think it was her time yet. She wanted to continue living. But then the next morning, she had passed. So what What else could that possibly be? Who else could she be talking to? She wasn't on the phone, and she hadn't said much else, and she is yelling this at night. Like, she sees it coming. She saw whatever ushers you into the next life. That is wild. And that was a really, really good story. I've heard a couple others like this, where people know right before it happens that they're about to go. And I don't know if that's good or bad, because I guess if you're okay with it, then it's good. But if you're scared of it, like it sounds she was, even in an advanced age, it's scary. So I don't know what I would rather have. I guess I'd low-key rather know, have a little bit of heads up, but I don't know. That's why you just got to live life to the fullest every day, because nothing is promised and every day is a blessing. Alrighty, guys, that's going to do it for episode 40 of Real Stories. This week you have heard The Baker Boy by Becky Chan's Mom. Then White Creature in the Woods at Night by Memphis Bassist. And finally, The Grim Reaper Came from My Roommate When I Was in the Hospital by Hippy Dippy 420. Great name. All stories were read with the permission of their respective authors, and if you have a story that you'd like to hear on the show, please email it to me at thearspodcast@gmail.com. That's thearspodcast@gmail.com, and you can remain anonymous. Also, make sure you go to betterhelp.com/realstories for 10% off your first month if you're interested in giving therapy a try. Finally, if you enjoyed the episode, remember to subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a positive review. And I will see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a great rest of your week and stay safe.